إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of our sins, and we also seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of ourselves. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. The most evil of affairs are those matters which have been newly innovated into our religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every newly innovated matter in this religion is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah, and only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your actions. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever is obedient to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Our Lord جَلَّ فِي الْعُلَى, He has decreed that this world, it will come to an end. Everything which is in this earth and everybody who is upon this earth will finish. Everything that you see around you will not remain. And this abode, this world, this life, Allah has decreed that it is only temporary. And the things which you see around you and how nature is playing its course will not carry on. And this is Iman bil yawm al akhir, having Iman in the final day. So having Iman in the final day and the establishment of the hour, and people being resurrected after they die, and the punishment in the grave, and the reward in the grave, and people being held accountable for their deeds and their sins in the hereafter. This is from the main pillars of our Iman. From Arkan al-Iman, from the pillars of Iman, is belief in all of these various matters which I've mentioned. And this is the difference between Islam and Kufr. And the difference between a Muslim and a Kafir. That a Muslim believes in Al-Iman bil-Yawm al-Akhir. Iman in the final day. And everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about the final day. And as for the disbelievers, they disbelieve in this. Allah said in the Quran, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَّن يُبْعَثُوا. The disbelievers, the kuffar, they claim that they will not be resurrected. قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ. Say, rather, by my Lord, surely you will be resurrected. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. Then after this, you will be told about everything which you used to do. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And this is easy upon Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, those people who do not believe in the hereafter, عَنِ الصَّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ, then they are deviated away from the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the establishment of the hour, and that there is no doubt in the coming of the hour. Inna sa'ata atiyatun. Indeed, the hour, it is coming. Akadu ukhfiha. I have almost hidden it from you. Litujza kullu nafsin bima tas'a. So every soul can be rewarded or recompensed for whatever it did. And the Quraysh, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mocking him and say to him, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, inna baynana wa baynaka quraba, that there are relations between us and you. We are relatives. Fa'asirra ilayna matasa'a. So tell us the time of the coming of the hour. Tell us when the hour will be established. And the Jews, they used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disbelieving in him, and say, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, akhbirna matasa'a. Tell us, inform us, when is the hour? In kunta nabiyyan kama taqul. If you are truly a prophet, as you claim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah. And in this ayah, He affirmed that the hour, it will come. And it will be established. But then He negated that anybody knows its time. Only Allah knows its time. Allah said, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They question you and ask you about the hour, meaning the Quraysh and the Yahud and the disbelievers. They ask you about the hour. أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. When will it arrive? When is the time of its arrival and its establishment? قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. Say, O Muhammad, to them, that the knowledge of the hour is with my Lord. And Allah said in the Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They question you about the hour. أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. When is its arrival? فِيمَ أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. Where are you, O Muhammad, from mentioning it? What position do you have to mention the time of the hour? إِلَى رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا. Its ending and finality is with your Lord. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا. You are only a person who can warn those people who are fearful and scared of the hour. And Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the shape and form of a man. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions. So Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and he said, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam. O Muhammad, inform me and tell me about al Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him about the five pillars of al-Islam. And then he said, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. O Muhammad, tell me and inform me about Iman. What is the meaning of al-Iman? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him about the six pillars of al-Iman. And then he said, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. So tell me and inform me about al-Ihsan. What is the meaning of al-Ihsan? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him about the meaning of al-ihsan. And then he said, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. So now tell me about the hour. Meaning, when is the coming of the hour? When will the hour, the day of judgment, be established? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا أَعْلَمُ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. That the one who is being questioned, i.e. me, knows no more than the one who is questioning, i.e. you. So then, because he did not know the coming of the hour, or the time in which the hour will be established, and this is something which Allah has kept only to Himself, it is from ilm al-ghayb. Nobody knows it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah sent down some signs and some indicators that will come before the hour, and they will show the people that the hour is about to be established. And this is what Allah has told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jibreel asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِهَا. That if you don't know about the time of the coming of the hour, then tell me about its signs. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْ تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. That the slave girl will give birth to her mistress, to the one who is higher than her. Some of the ulama, they have mentioned that the meaning of this is عقوق الوالدين, is disobedience to our parents. That the parents who are the masters, they will be disobeyed so much that those who are lower than them, like their slaves, will become over them. And he said, وَأَن تَرَى الْحُفَاتَ الْعُرَاتَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّاءِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. That you will see the barefooted, poor, destitute Bedouins, and they will compete with each other in order to build high buildings. And this is what we see today amongst the Bedouins of that time in the land of the Arabs. That those who were poor and barefooted, and they did not have anything, only 50, 60 or 70 years ago, and yet now they are the leaders in competing with each other in building high buildings. So, the establishment of the hour and the coming of the hour, nobody knows about it regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, He has told us about its conditions and its signs and indicators. From the great signs of the hour and the last indicators of the hour is the coming of Dajjal. And the Dajjal has been called Dajjal from the word Ad-Dajjal. And the meaning of Ad-Dajjal is to lie and to deceive the people. And this is what the Dajjal will have with him. He'll be one who lies a lot and he will deceive a lot, such that the truth he will make out to be falsehood, and falsehood he will make out to be the truth. And he will change the reality of the affairs. Anything which is good, people will think it is bad. And anything which is bad, people will think it is good. Ibadallah, Ad-Dajjal will be a source of evil and misguidance and fitan, tests and calamities and afflictions for everybody. And he will come just before the establishment of the hour. And he is so evil that every single prophet and every single messenger from Adam alayhi salam up until the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the people about Dajjal. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates, قام النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فذكر الدجال. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up and he mentioned Dajjal. فقال أنذركمو. He said, I warn you regarding Dajjal. وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا قَدْ أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ عَنْهُ. And there isn't any prophet who came before me except that he warned his people regarding Dajjal. لَقَدْ أَنذَرَ نُوحٌ قَوْمَهُ. Even Nuh alayhi salam, he warned his people about the coming of Ad-Dajjal. وَلَكِنْ سَأَقُولُ لَكُمْ قَوْلًا لَمْ يَقُلْهُ نَبِيٌ قَبْلِي. However, I will say something to you regarding the Dajjal that no prophet before me ever said. تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ أَعْوَرْ. You will know that he has a disfigurement in his eyesight. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرْ. And Allah has no disfigurement in his eyes. So, the Dajjal, his fitna, his tests and trials and tribulations will be severe. Brothers, move forward if you can. His tests and trials will be severe. And for this reason, every single prophet and every single messenger warned against Dajjal because of his fitna. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us Muslims a dua that we should say after At-Tahiyyatu and after sending salutations upon the Prophet, but before the Taslim in the prayer. He taught us that we should say, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min adhabil qabr. O Allah, we seek refuge from you from the punishment of the grave. Wa min adhabi jahannam. And we seek refuge from you from the punishment of jahannam. Wa min fitnatil mahya'i wal mamat. And we seek refuge from you from the fitna, from the test of life and death. Wa min sharri fitnatil masih ad-dajjal. And from the evil fitna of the Dajjal. So the Dajjal will come and he will be evil. And he is evil and he will soon come. And the days in which Dajjal will come and live amongst the people will be days of difficulty and days of evil and days of fitna. And no Muslim should belittle the coming of the Dajjal or the evil of the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, مَا بَيْنَ خَلْقِ آدَمْ إِلَىٰ قِيَامَ السَّاعَةِ. There is nothing from the time of the creation of Adam up until the establishment of the hour. أَمْرٌ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ. Something which will be more severe and more greater upon the people than الدَّجَّال. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described in detail the descriptions and the characteristics and the actions of الدَّجَّال. In order to sincerely advise the ummah, so nobody is deceived regarding the Dajjal. In many different ahadith, which are authentic, he described or gave the descriptions of Dajjal. So Dajjal is from amongst the human beings, from Bani Adam, from mankind. عَقِيمٌ لَا يُولَدُ لَهُ. He will be somebody who does not have children, neither is he able to have children. جَسِيمٌ شَابٌ. He will be young, but at the same time very big. أَجْلَ الْجُبْهَ. And his forehead will be protruding. And his neck will be big. And his chest will be broad, meaning he will be somebody who is big. His hair will be extremely curly. And his body will have a lot of hair on it. And he will be white in color, going on towards being pink. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described his eyes, that both of his eyes are deformed. So as for his right eye, then he will not see properly from it. And his right eye will be like a floating grape. And as for his left eye, then he will also have be deformed or disfigured in his left eye. And from the clearest signs of the Dajjal is that on his forehead it will be written كَافَرَ, أي كُفَر. And this will be seen by every believer, whether the believer can write and read, or whether a believer is illiterate and he cannot read or cannot write. Every person of Iman will be able to see this sign upon the forehead of الدجال. إِخْوَتِي فِي اللَّهِ. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Dajjal will appear when the religion is weak, and when knowledge is going away, and when the good people, the righteous people are a few. However, before the coming of Dajjal will be other signs and events that will occur. So from the indicators of the coming of the Dajjal is that the people will become corrupt, the hearts of the people will become corrupt, and the manners and the ethics of the people, they will go. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَمَامَ الدَّجَّالِ سِنِينٌ خَدَاعَ. That before the coming of Dajjal will be years of deception. يُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ. The truthful one is held to be a liar. وَيُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ. And the liar is held to be truthful. وَيَخُونُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. And the one who is trustworthy is held to be corrupt. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ. And the one who is corrupt will be trusted amongst the people. وَيَتَكَلَّمُ فِيهَا الرَّوَيْبِضَ. And the رَوَيْبِضَ, they will speak. They will speak regarding the affairs of the people. قِيل, it was said, وَمَا الرَّوَيْبِضَ. What is the meaning of الرَّوَيْبِضَ? Who are the رَوَيْبِضَ? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْفُوَيْسِقْ يَتَكَلَّمُ فِي أُمُورِ الْعَامَّةِ. Young, ignorant people who will speak about the affairs of the Ummah. From the signs and the indicators of the coming of Ad-Dajjal, that there will be poverty and hunger, and people will be tested in their poverty and their hunger. إِنَّ قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ الدَّجَّال ثَلَاثُ سَنَوَاتٍ شِدَادٍ. Before the coming of the Dajjal, there will be 3 years of hunger and difficulty and poverty. يُصِيبُ النَّاسِ فِيهَا. The people will be afflicted by them. جُعٌ شَدِيدٌ. Severe hunger that the people will be afflicted by. In the first year, Allah will order the sky, and the sky will withhold 1/3 of its rain. And then Allah will order the earth, and the earth will withhold 1/3 of its vegetation. Then in the second year, Allah will order the sky, and it will withhold 2/3 of its rain. And Allah will order the earth, and the earth will withhold 2/3 of its vegetation. And in the third year, Allah will order the sky, and the sky will withhold all of its rain. And Allah will order and command the earth, and the earth will withhold all of its vegetation from the indicators and the coming of Ad-Dajjal are certain events and occurrences that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied, that if these things take place, then the Dajjal will follow. That Constantinople, which is Istanbul, it will be conquered once again. And this will be after the great war between the Muslims and the non-Muslims or the Romans. And in this great war called Al-Malhama, the great war, the Muslims will be victorious over the non-Muslims. And this will occur after Medina becomes spoiled. And Medina will become spoiled after Masjid Al-Aqsa is built once again. Abu Dawood, there is a hadith in Abu Dawood that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عُمْرَانُ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ خَرَابُ يَثْرِبُ, that the building and the renovation of Bayt al-Maqdis will be after the corruption or the spoilage of Al-Madina. وَخَرَابُ يَثْرِبْ خُرُوجُ الْمَلْحَمَةِ, and the spoilage of Al-Madina will be after the great war between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. وَخُرُوجُ الْمَلْحَمَةِ فَتْحُ الْقَسْطَنْطَنِيَّةِ, and the great war between the Muslims and the Romans will be after Istanbul has been conquered once again. وَفَتْحُ الْقَسْطَنْطَنِيَّةِ خُرُوجُ الدَّجَّالِ, and after Istanbul has been conquered once again by the Muslims, then the Dajjal will appear. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّ هَذَا حَقٌّ, this is the truth, كَمَا أَنَّكَ قَاعِدٌ هَاهُنَا, this is the truth, just as you are sitting here in front of me. The Dajjal will come between Syria and between Iraq, and he will come towards the area of Iran, and most of his followers will be from the area of Iran. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates in Sahih Muslim, يَتْبَعُ الدَّجَّالُ مِنْ يَهُودِ أَصْبَحَانِ, that the Jews of Asbahan, the Jews of Isfahan, they will follow Dajjal. سَبْعُونَ أَلْفُ مِنْهُمْ, 70,000 amongst them. Dajjal will come and he will visit all of the various countries, all of the lands except Mecca and Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يوم الخلاص, يوم الخلاص, يوم الخلاص, three times. The day of khalas, the day of khalas, the day of khalas. The companion asked, وَمَا الْخَلَاسِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and what is الْخَلَاسِ, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَجِيءُ الدَّجَّالِ يَصْعَدُ أُحُدًا, that Dajjal will come and he will climb upon Uhud. فَيَنْظُرُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, and then he will look at Al-Madina. وَيَقُولُ, and he will say, أَتَرَوْنَ هَذَا الْقَصْرَ الْأَبْيَضِ, can you see that white castle, أي Masjid al-Nabawi? هَذَا قَصْرُ أَحْمَدِ, this is the castle of Ahmad, أي Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي الْمَدِينَةِ, and then he will come to Al-Madinah. فَيَجِدُ بِكُلِّ نَقَبٍ مِنْهَا مَلَكٍ, and then in every mountain pass of Al-Madina, he will find angels. ثُمَّ تَرْجُفُ الْمَدِينَةِ, and then Medina will shake. Medina will shake ثَلَاثَ رَجَفَاتٍ, three times it will shake. فَلَا يَبْقَى فِيهَا مُنَافِقٌ وَلَا فَاسِقٌ, and then no munafiq, no fasiq, no kafir will remain in Medina. فَذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخَلَاسِ, and this is the day of Al-Khalas. He'll remain upon this earth for 40 days. However, the days will differ. So some of the days will be like years, and some of the days will be like weeks, and some of the days will be like the days of our days. He will come with many lies, many deception. He will come with a fire, and he will come with gardens of paradise. However, his fire is paradise, and his paradise is fire. He will come with streams and lakes of water, and he will come with mountains of food and mountains of bread. From his fitna and his deception, that a Bedouin will be brought forth. From his fitna is that a Bedouin person will be brought forth. And he will say to this Bedouin, أرأيت إن بعثت لك أباك وأمك أتشهد أن ربك. That if I resurrect your father and if I resurrect your mother, will you then believe that I am your Lord? فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. So the old Arab Bedouin, he will say yes. And then two shaitans will come. One shaitan will be in the appearance of the father of this Bedouin. And the other one in the appearance of the mother of this Bedouin. And both of them will say, يَا بُنَيَّ تَبِعُهُ فَإِنَّهُ رَبَّكُ. O my son, follow him, obey him, for indeed he is your Lord. So many people will follow Dajjal amongst the Arabs and the non-Arabs and all of the disbelievers, and amongst them the Jews, and amongst them the Jews of Isfahan, and ignorant people, even from amongst the Muslims, those who have no knowledge, those who have no iman, then they will follow Ad-Dajjal. And the good people on that day will be very, very few. And the good people will run to the mountains and stay away from Ad-Dajjal. And a righteous man, and he will be from the best of the people, he will come to the Dajjal and he will say to him, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ Dajjal الَّذِي حَدَّثَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I bear witness that you are a Dajjal, the one whom our Prophet told us about. فَيَقُولُ الدَّجَّالُ. So Dajjal will say to his people, أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن قَتَلْتُ هَذَا ثُمَّ أَحْيَيْتُهُ. Do you know that if I was to kill this man and then I was to give him life again, هَلْ يَشُكُّونَ فِي الْأَمْرِ, then will you have any doubt regarding me? فَيَقُولُونَ لَا. So his people, the people of Dajjal, they will say no. فَيَقْتُلُهُ ثُمَّ يُحْيِي. So Dajjal will kill this good believer and then he will give him life once again. فَيَقُولُ الرَّجُلُ. And then the righteous man, he will say, وَاللَّهِ by Allah, مَا كُنْتُ فِيكَ أَشَدُّ بَصِيرَةً مِنَ الْيَوْمِ. By Allah, today I have more insight regarding you that you are a Dajjal. So then the Dajjal will want to kill him in reality and he will not be able to kill him. Then the Dajjal, after 40 days upon this earth of spreading fitna and lies and deception and evil, and the people going with him, then he will head over to Philistine and he will head over to Masjid al-Aqsa in order to destroy Masjid al-Aqsa. However, when he goes to Masjid al-Aqsa, then Isa alayhi salam will come down. And then there will be a war between Isa alayhi salam and the Muslims, and between Dajjal and his people. And the Muslims, at the head of them, Isa alayhi salam, will be victorious over Dajjal, and then the affair and the evil of Dajjal, it will finish. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. Ma'ashara al-muslimin, you heard about the fitna of Ad-Dajjal and the evil and the lying and the calamities that the Dajjal will bring. And no doubt they are very severe. And no Muslim amongst us should belittle the coming of Ad-Dajjal. Perhaps he will come in our lifetime. And perhaps he will come in the lifetime of our children. And the knowledge is with Allah. However, the important question is that how can you protect yourself from the fitna of Ad-Dajjal? Number one, through knowledge. Through seeking knowledge about your religion. Through knowing about the coming of Ad-Dajjal and what he looks like. And why will he come? Where will he go? And what are the things that he will do? And through knowing your aqeedah. And through knowing about the signs of the day of resurrection. From the ways in which you can protect yourself from Ad-Dajjal is through strengthening your iman. And strengthening your iman is in practicing your religion and practicing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet said that on that day when he has on his forehead written kafir, kafara, only the mu'min will be able to read it. Even if the mu'min is illiterate, person of iman is illiterate, still he will be able to read it. And the person who has no iman, or weak iman, or doesn't practice Islam, even if he is the most literate of people, then he will not see this sign. From the ways a person can protect himself and his children from the coming of Ad-Dajjal is in implementing the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In every single prayer, fard or nafal, whether you pray in jama'ah or whether you pray alone, after the tashahhud, And after as Salat al-Ibrahimiyya, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Then there's a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. One of you has said that the tashahud, at-tahiyyatu lillah, then he should seek the refuge in Allah from four matters. You should learn, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. O Allah, I seek the refuge in you from the punishment of jahannam. Wa min azabil qabr, and from the punishment of the grave. Wa min fitnatil mahya'i wal mamat, and from the fitna of living and dying. Wa min sharri fitnatil masih ad-dajjal, and from the evil fitna of ad-dajjal. Some of the ulama, they consider this to be an obligation, that you should say at-tahiyyatu lillah, then Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, then this dua, then any other dua afterwards. And no other dua should come before this. From the ways in which a person can protect himself from ad-dajjal is have tawakkul upon Allah, rely upon Allah. Don't become confident about yourself and your iman. On that day, those people who try to approach Dajjal will be deceived from him. And the good people will try to flee away from him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَفِرَّنَّ النَّاسُ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ إِلَى الْجِبَالِ, that the people will run away from Dajjal to the mountaintops. So if Dajjal ever comes in our lifetimes, we stay away from him and we go to the mountains. From the ways in which a person can protect himself from a Dajjal is to memorize the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ حَفِظَ عَشْرَ آيَاتٍ مِنْ أَوَّلِ سُورَةِ الْكَهْفِ, whoever memorizes 10 ayat from the starting of Surah Al-Kahf, عُثِمَ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ, then he'll be protected from الدَّجَّال. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah said in the Quran, do the people wait except that the angels should come to them? أَوْ يَأْتِيَ رَبُّكَ, oh that Allah should come to them. أَوْ يَأْتِيَ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ, oh that some of the signs of Allah shall come. اللهم اعصمنا من فتنة الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر فتنة الدجال. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أحينا على الإسلام. اللهم أمتنا على الإسلام. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.